Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us about the play of the day, the interception.
Yeah, it's honestly something that we have seen on tape. It's a common route around the league. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Al Holcomb, the linebacker's coach. He put it on tape a few times. You know, we've worked that play. Our offense runs that play. And, you know, he basically told me, like, if I see it, go. And, you know, I think they ended up jumping the back, got to, like, a 3-by-1 or a 2-by-2 snug set. And, you know, that's one of the, like I said, it's one of their top quick game concepts. We're in a 3-deep zone and, you know, just saw it and broke on it. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Deion Walker had a great pressure on that play. Do you think that might have, blocked to his vision trying to find you there?
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, I couldn't really see the front, but when I came out to the sideline, I think that was the first thing that Ed told me. He said, Deion won quick and, you know, got a pressure and made him get the ball out quick. So, you know, it takes a full team effort. You know, it's hard to win in this league every week. That's a good team, explosive offense. So to come out here on Thursday night on a short week and get it done, it feels good.
Last week you guys were perfect on third down. Tonight not as good. What was the difference in the two games?
Yeah, I think you know, just our fundamentals. You know, there's a couple times when, you know, we have him and we miss a tackle here. He gets out of the pocket, you know, creates a play. So that's really what it comes back down to. I got to go back and watch the tape. I know we weren't great at all on third down, and that was really the emphasis at halftime. You know, we felt like we were winning first and second down, getting them to third and long, and just weren't you know, detailed and you know, finishing those drives. So I think coming out of the second half, I don't know what the stats were in the second half, but it felt like we got off a little bit more. But yeah, that's something we'll go back and look at. Like you said, last week, you know, we did really well, and this week it wasn't as good. So, you know, it'll be good to go back and see, you know, the things that we need to get corrected.
Now, did some of the motioning and misdirection kind of neutralize some of the things that you were trying to do defensively out there?
I wouldn't say neutralize it. I think it just, you know, it does create a sense of urgency within the defense. You know, things change, coverages change. When they're moving, but you know, that's our job to be prepared for that. So like I said, man, we'll go back and watch the tape, get some things corrected, and you know, grow from it.
Deion Walker's impact throughout the whole game, how was he able to keep you clean where you can shoot gaps and make plays?
Yeah, that's what I said, man. He's made a ton of plays. Even the plays that he's not making, he's causing, you know. So shout out to him, man. I know it's tough to come in here as a rookie and to really play to the level that he's played at. And he's a guy that constantly wants to get better, constantly talking to Ed, talking to Big Phil, talking to DQ, those guys up front that have been here for a long time that have done it at a high level. So I got all the respect in the world for him. And like I said, he's a unique guy. He's a big guy, but he's super athletic and, you know, can make plays that people wouldn't assume that he can make. So it's fun, man, getting to work and play behind him. You know, he's been a great addition.
Turnaround's always tough on Thursday night games.
Yeah.
The upside is you get the win, and now you have an extended break.
Yeah.
How beneficial is that?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, a few days, like I said, you know, a short week, trying to get all the preparation in, trying to get your body right to get out here and, you know, perform at your best. And then coming out here and getting the win is, like you said, is huge. A couple extra days to really recoup, catch our breath, and go in and you know, get some things corrected that we might not have had on a regular week, and have that extra time to really dial in on what we need to do and where we can get better, do a little self-scout, and, you know, move on from there and yeah, the few days helps your body, helps your mind, and, you know, gets you in a new groove.
You guys have implemented a lot more base defensive formations. How do you think that's helped you guys so far?
Yeah, I think it's helped a lot in the run. You know, when they go big personnel, we want to match them. And if they want to try to run the ball and we got our big guys in, you know, I feel like, you know, we have the advantage there. You know, we know Taren can do it. He's done it for a long time. But to have another big body come in and, you know, be able to change some things up and, you know, not be as predictable and not, you know, just be in our same nickel package that we're in most of the time, I think it's been good for us. You know, we've got a lot of guys in the linebacker room that can play good football, you know, Taren included. He's, you know, a semi-linebacker when it comes to that. But, you know, it's been fun. A new wrinkle kind of in the defense. We've done it before, but, you know, doing it a little bit more now. And, you know, I feel like we've been pretty successful in it so far.
Carl, what is it about this defense that just, no matter what's happened the first few quarters of the drive, to be able to come up and make a play and force these turnovers in big spots?
Yeah, I think it's just the mindset. You know, we talk about it all the time. The ball is the most important thing. And, you know, we know it's not going to be perfect. Offenses around the league are good. You know, that's a known fact. But, you know, for us, it comes down to taking the ball away and, you know, especially in the critical moments of the game. So, you know, that's something that we preach and something that we believe in and something that we've been, you know, pretty good at. And, you know, I think that's just the philosophy of who we are.
No Milano, so how instrumental was Shaq Thompson and Dorian Williams out there with you today?
Yeah, it's huge. Me and Dorian have played a lot of football together. You know, I've you know, grown to know him as a player, as a person. So it's cool to, you know, have that relationship and then go out there and be able to play together. And, you know, he, like I said, you know, when Matt's out there, he's coming in the base packages. Matt's down, so, you know, Shaq's coming in, and, you know, he's been a great addition. You know, a veteran leader, a guy that's played really good football at a high level for a long time. A smart player and, you know, somebody that I lean on a lot. You know, honestly, he's, you know, one of the guys that I look to the most, you know, getting tips here and there, communication-wise, things that I need to get better at. So having him in the building and being around, man, it's been great.
Plays in the fourth quarter? Like, you know, Chiefs game last year, playoff game against the Ravens. I mean, these are all fourth quarter plays that you're turning in. Are you building up a book on a quarterback through the course of the game where you just read him a half second faster by the time you get to the end? What is it about you in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, the mental part of the game, you know, you learn as the game goes. You know, you get a feel for the offense, you get a feel for, you know, the route concepts as they want to get to, the people they want to get the ball to, certain situations, you know, you have a tell on where the ball is going. And I think that's for all of us. You know, we talk about it all the time on the sideline, the ball. And then, like I said, just building throughout the first few quarters and getting an understanding of what's going on, I think it helps us play a little bit faster. And, you know, once the, you know, the second half rolls around, the fourth quarter rolls around, you know, we feel like we have an idea of what's going on. And, you know, that's that split second is what helps you make plays.
Terrell, how much was the speed of the Dolphins been a challenge for you? You've played them over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, it's super challenging. You know, they got guys that could take the top off. Obviously, you know, Tyreek and Waddle, but they have other guys, too, that are threats down the field. And so, you know, you got to respect that. But at the same time, we got to still play our style of ball and play, you know, within our system. So, yeah, it's a challenge for sure. But, you know, we do a good job game planning throughout the week and understanding where their strengths are and understanding, you know, what we want to get accomplished throughout the game. So I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to playing them.
As captain of the defense, what have you learned about this team in the first 3 weeks of the season?
I think the main thing is just the relentlessness. You know, you go week one, we're down, it doesn't look good, but, you know, guys keep playing. We're talking about it on the sidelines. Like, all it takes is one drive. And, you know, we come up with a win there. And then you go and, you know, you play the Jets, who's a really good team. And, you know, we feel like we had a really good day. And we stayed on the gas. We didn't let up. You know, we did what we were supposed to do. And then you come, you know, off a short week, play the Dolphins on Thursday night. You know, not a ton of time to prepare, not a ton of time to get your body right. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day. You know, we're going to come out here and you know, work and grind and do what we got to do to put ourselves in the best position. So I think, you know, that kind of sums up, you know, the identity of this team right now. We still got a long way to go, man. It's early in the season, but, you know, I love coming to work with these guys. You know, it's been a blessing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.